9 o'clock on Wednesday morning from Brussels, Belgium, where it is now 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening. And this morning, we are pleased to welcome to the Radio Sausalito studios Jean-Paul Estevanau. Welcome, Jean-Paul, to Radio Sausalito.
Thank you.
And Jean-Paul is an amazing trumpet player, and I had the privilege of hearing his music as we were evaluating which people to invite to the studio for these interviews, because unfortunately we only have 3 days in the studio to do them. But we wanted to have you because listeners can't tell, but I'll let them know you're a mere 29 years old mm-hmm. and a very accomplished trumpet player here in Belgium. Did you? And we're going to hear some of your music. You have a new CD out, and I want to make sure we feature that. Okay. We're going to hear a little bit about your travels in the United States, which mm-hmm. you've had some time in the U.S. But to start with, before we hear the first track on your CD in just a moment, you're a native of this country, right?
You're born in Mons,
and that's south of Belgium, it's a fairly small country. So we're talking only about an hour or so from here.
Mm-hmm.
Brussels being centrally located in the country. And how did you get interested in jazz in Mons, which is not that big of a city down in the southern part of Belgium?
Yeah, there was a school when I was studying classical music, actually. Mm-hmm. And there was a jazz teacher there, and so I was there.
And did you start with trumpet?
Yeah, trumpet at 6 years old.
6 years old,
yeah.
Excellent.
My grandfather.
Ah, he was a trumpet player
too.
Really?
Yeah.
You heard him play when you were young, or was that part of the inspiration?
Yeah, he taught me a lot of things.
Ah, so he was like your first teacher.
Yeah, for
excellent.
10 years.
Wow, okay. Yeah. And so you went through grade school, what we call grade school, the first first 12 years of school or so, mm-hmm. Playing trumpet with him as your teacher?
No, there is another teacher in the school, so he taught me at home, actually, for 2 years, and then I came to learn classical music for 10 years with another teacher.
And so you started playing classical as well as jazz. What is it about jazz that spoke particularly to you?
You know, the jazz feel for me freedom and liberty, you know, because you don't play, you play by heart and with your years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first track on your CD, which is just out, is the CD is called Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
The first track is called The Man. And why don't you tell us who The Man is?
The Man is dedicated to Ornette Coleman from his the Big Boss, the Man.
Big Boss Man. So this is dedicated to Ornette Coleman. It's called The Man from Jean-Paul Estevanau's CD, Wanted, as we come to you live from Brussels, Belgium, here on Radio Sausalito. We'll be right back. Jean-Paul Estevanard on trumpet, Sam Gerstmann on double bass, Antoine Pierre on drums. That was called The Man. I am pleased to come to you live here on Radio Sausalito from Brussels and in studio with Jean-Paul Estevanard. Amazing, amazing track and a great CD. We were talking while it was playing. Sam Gerstmann, I'm sorry, the Antoine Pierre, the drum player, is 20 years old.
Yeah, it's 21, actually.
My goodness. He's got so an amazing style. How did you meet such an amazing player like that?
I saw him first when he was 16. He was, already amazing drummer. So
he's one of those guys you see, you know, 20 and he's playing like that. He's going to go amazing plays. You say he's going to New York next.
Yeah, he's going to New York in August, actually, to study 1 year in the new school.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Your website is
jeanpaulestevenard.com,
and if you go there, you can see some of the session tapes, the videos from when they recorded that track, this album, and you can see Antoine is just tearing it up, and you look, he's just a kid. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's
really
talented, so definitely want to check that out. And so you have this trio, and it's a very interesting thing for a young musician to do, to put together a trio, because there's no harmony. You have no piano, no guitars. You're composing pieces for a rhythm, bass, and you. That's it. So it's a very sort of a naked, open sound. Why did you choose this combination?
I like the liberty of the trio, because I can go anywhere in the harmony. And I choose Sam because he's playing a lot.
This is Sam, the bass player.
Sam, the bass player, He's playing a lot of good harmony ideas. I can go with him, and I like to play more rhythmically. Yeah, that's it. I like to play in trio.
Do you want to keep going with this, with the trio ensemble?
We will record in April, I think.
Oh, okay.
Second one,
great.
Maybe in New York.
I want to talk a little bit more about what it's like, because this is you're 29 years old, and your job, what you do for a living, is playing trumpet.
I play trumpet, yeah.
Trumpet. So I want to talk more about that, but we had left off when we were talking about the CDs that you listened to while you were in school.
Okay, yeah.
And you mentioned Miles Davis.
Yeah.
What were some of the other CDs that you really felt influenced by?
At the time, Ben Webster, but I don't remember the CD, actually, and Coleman Hawkins, some Glenn Miller too.
So you do have some traditional feeling.
I like this, like everybody, like Miles Davis, Cliff O'Brien, and Freddie Hubbard, and all the traditional American jazz players. So, but yeah, in Europe there is some amazing player like Bertioris, you know. Richard Rousselet is another guy in Belgium.
And we're going to talk a little bit later about the things that you're doing coming up and the festivals and playing in the clubs. Before we do that, I'd like to hear another track from the CD. This is it's called Bird.
Yeah.
And this is also Ornette Coleman.
Yeah.
You were telling me he reminds you of a bird when he plays.
Yeah, because for me, his playing is like a bird over the band, you know. It's always flying.
Let's hear your tribute number two to Coleman Hawkins. This is called Bird, from my guest trumpet player Jean-Paul Estevanard on Radio Sausalito. Thank you. Nice. Jonathan Westerling here with you on Radio Sausalito. We just heard Bird featuring trumpet player Jean-Paul Estivener. Guest player that on that track was Perico Sambi on alto sax. You guys were trading back and forth. That was great. Very tight playing and amazing. If you're just joining us, Jean-Paul Estivener is a trumpet player here in Belgium, where I'm coming to you live in the Radionomy studios. And he is a mere 29 years old, but wonderful chops, a great CD, and a pleasure to feature you here on Radio Sausalito. The main thing I wanted to get to in having you here today is to talk to our listeners a little bit about the fact that you at 29 are playing jazz professionally, and that's your gig. And are you you're obviously a talented player, and you've been successful at creating opportunities for yourself in clubs. And I mean, how does that happen for you as a guy in your 20s that you can sort of break into the scene and be able to make a living at this? Or maybe it's not as hard as it seems like it would be for me.
Yeah, it's not hard actually. You just have to go to the jam session and wait until the people call you.
And so does this happen at the clubs where you have jazz sessions?
Yeah, okay. There's a big club in Brussels called the Sounds Jazz Club. So everybody's going there, on Monday jam session, and yeah, and you have to show your abilities to play jazz.
So it's like an audition almost, where you're kind of, everyone's watching
every Monday. Yeah. There is a band playing 1 hour, to 10 to 11, and then session all night.
And if I can ask, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you consider this as a lucrative thing for you? Do you consider yourself successful, comfortable with this?
Yeah.
What you do? Obviously, you love doing it, but
yeah, but I'm doing a lot of music, different music. Yeah, you know, I'm doing pop section, you know, horn section, some African music. I'm really open-minded. You know, I like to to do everything.
And on a given week, how many nights are you performing on a
given week? It depends on the months, but like 15 to 20.
A month?
Yeah.
Okay. And is a lot of that the performing in clubs or festivals, or what is the breakdown of the...
There is a lot of cultural centrum.
Like cultural center. So it's
a
government-run
thing.
So okay.
There is a lot of places like this. In Brussels, you have a lot of cafes and you can play.
So the cafes invite you to come and play for the evening, or
yeah, well, you call and then they say, yeah, okay. So cool. They pay and you play.
But there is also still jazz clubs. I say still because they're disappearing, unfortunately, in the United States. But there's jazz clubs here in addition to the one that you mentioned. There's other clubs.
Yeah, there is the Sounds Jazz Club, the Music Village, the Jazz Station in Brussels. But there is maybe 4 or 5 in Brussels.
Which is a city about a quarter the size of the San Francisco Bay Area. I mean, it's not, we're not talking metro-centric. This is a fairly small European city with, 9 jazz clubs in it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it's just so
amazing,
great. Yeah. I mean, do you realize that you're lucky to be able to be here and play like that? It's really great. And if there's 9 clubs, there's enough talent to keep the music going in each one of these clubs. So there's a lot of people like you who are making a living, or is it the people who are playing these clubs are also, they have day jobs maybe, and it's a hobby for them, or this is...
No, not
they're
really.
They're all professionals.
There is a lot of people, musicians doing teaching during the week and playing during the weekends, you know.
And do you have a teaching position yet?
Only in the summer time.
I see. So summer
camps
or something
to,
like that.
Yeah,
you don't have time. There's also festivals. And we talked a little bit yesterday with Quentin Dujardin, the guitar player who we had as our guest yesterday, about the festivals. At this point, have you played most of the festivals here in Belgium? And you want to talk a little bit about some of your favorite ones?
Yeah. Actually, there is a lot of festivals in Belgium. But yeah, I'm going to vacation every first week of July, so I lost the Gent Jazz Festival, which is the biggest festival in Belgium, I think, one of the biggest ones. And I will play in the Jazz Middelheim that I like, Jazz Middelheim in Antwerp.
Mm-hmm.
Antwerpen,
okay. Yeah.
With a good group, actually, Mick Mack. It's a Max Spirit experimental music, but in big band, so it's you have to listen to it.
I mean, we've been talking just about Belgium, but Europe is European countries are fairly close together. Have you reached out to Paris and London, and have you done gigs there as well?
Not London, but Paris.
And how would you compare the scene in Paris versus Belgium?
Paris, there is a lot of musicians, but too much maybe, because there is no place to play.
So you know? More musicians than there are places for them to...
The level is really high, so... We speak the same language, but it's not the same attitude. You know?
Yeah, we were talking before that there's no Belgian language. Belgium has 3 languages, French, German, and Dutch. Yeah. So if you speak French natively because you're from the southern part of the country, and then in Paris you would be able to speak there. Maybe they think you have an accent. I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny.
I should also mention for people who don't know, in Belgium you have healthcare. We've been hearing a lot about healthcare in the United States, but here you don't have to really worry about your healthcare because it comes from the government, right? So you, as a player, maybe you have it a little easier than your U.S. counterparts because you don't, you know, you can sort of there's taxes on your income, but you still you can keep that, and you don't have to worry about having a serious injury or stuff like that. Are there other things that make it easier for you to be a musician here that you're aware of?
Yeah, because you can live for the rent is cheap compared to U.S. But I know only New York, but New York is really expensive.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about your New York City experience after the next song. But you're living comfortably. You have a nice apartment.
Really, yeah. I have a daughter and a wife.
From playing the trumpet.
Yeah, from playing trumpet.
That's really great. Yeah. Congratulations. I mean, I say congratulations because it's wonderful to see
it's
that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. Let's hear another track from your CD. This is a slower track. It's called Amok, which to me is a kind of a bad word. If I am playing a song and it goes amok, it's not a good thing. So is this gonna go amok? Are we gonna? What's the meaning of the word?
You know, amok, it's a really bad thing from America, I think. Mm-hmm. You go crazy and you kill somebody or something like that. And there is a book of Stefan Zweig, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How did this... What's the connection with the tune? I mean, were you having a bad day one day?
No, it's just the atmosphere of the book and...
Okay, so it was the inspiration for the book to for the tune. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about your compositional style and how you write this music. Let's hear it first. This is Amok from the CD Wanted by my guest Jean-Paul Estivanau on Radio Sausalito. Jean-Paul Estevanao on trumpet. He's the composer of that tune and my guest here in the studios of Radionomy in Brussels. And I wanted to ask about your compositional style, because this is obviously there's some, you know, if you're people who are listening to that here on, in the morning on Radio Sausalito, there's a lot of pictures coming to the mind with the, it's called a muck. We talked about it being about craziness. And yeah, it's like a mind wandering and thinking maybe some not so good thoughts. Talk about your compositional style. You wrote all the tunes on this CD.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm composing on the piano. Mm-hmm. Sometimes with nothing, you know, just thinking of a melody and then recording on my iPhone. And
you do spend some time in the States, in mm-hmm. New York City.
Yeah.
And you've been coming to the States, you said, for 5 years. And it's, for you, it's a training thing, right?
Yeah.
How does that, how are you training? How does that work for you to come to this, to New York City?
I go there and see every night a show, you know, some new cats and new thing from New York and some greatest musicians. Like,
talk about inspiring.
Yeah. And yeah, for me it's like only you just have to see it and listen to the people playing there, because it's so different from here, you know.
So different how?
For me the best, the rhythm section are really different in groove, term of groove, mm-hmm. and it's really deep there.
We were saying you don't actually do any playing when you're there, you just do listening.
Yeah, most. Just listening. I don't want to play there. I'm so shy.
Shy?
Yeah, shy.
You're a great player. I mean, listening to this CD, I mean, we're hearing it's obviously you've got chops, you've got a gift.
Yeah, but for me, you know, for me, US is it's the country of jazz. For me it's like, oh, it's too far, you know. Maybe in 20 years, I don't know.
Well, I certainly think you should break out the trumpet next time and try to raise some eyebrows, because now's the time to do it when you're younger and people don't expect you to play that good when you show up, and you can really play well, then I think you'll find people very interested in hearing what you what you're doing. You're saying up in Harlem is where you stay with friends.
Because I have a friend there called a trumpet player called Pablo Macis. Mm-hmm. It's a good guy, good player. He's working hard, you know. But you know, life in New York City can be really hard. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's doing a lot of things.
And you go to the main jazz clubs? What are the places that you like to go when you're there?
Yeah, some underground too, some unknown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like to go to Village Vanguard, of course. Village Vanguard, Blue Note, Birdland, and the smallest jazz club, and the Stone.
Is there any one concert you heard when you were in New York that was particularly memorable for you?
Maybe Bill Stewart Quartet.
Okay.
First night in New York.
Oh, first time you were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was so tired, you know.
With the jet lag.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Around parks, on piano.
And what was it about it, just the difference in the sound?
The sound was so loud, actually. Louder than here.
Playing, because they played aggressively.
Not aggressive. There is more, a lot more dynamics.
Ah, I see.
In the playing in US, mm-hmm. you know, we play in. I don't want to be.
You don't want to generalize,
yeah,
but in general,
but
there's more dynamics from the US players. Well.
In drummers, you know, drummers and bass player. A bass player play more acoustically, and with a big sound, and I like it. I wanna be like a U.S. guy.
And and how are the trumpet players compare?
Whoa, man.
Bigger, same thing with the dynamics? Or
yeah,
the,
same
thing. More talent? More
bigger sound.
Bigger sound. Is that because of the instrument?
No, I don't think so. I think it's hard to live there, so you feel it. You feel it in their playing, you know. Mm-hmm. They work a lot.
I asked you what your favorite track on the CD was, and you said it's this next one we're going to play, Les Dômes, L-E-S-D-O-M-S, Les Dômes.
Yeah.
And say just a word about
it's a theater
track.
In Avignon. And that's it. We played there for a week. So.
And it inspired you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Let's hear it here on Radio Sausalito.
Mm-hmm.
Jean-Paul Estivanau here on Radio Sausalito. That was Les Dômes from his album Wanted, and he has been my guest this hour, and we're going to hear one more track from the CD before we go, but I do want to make sure we talk a little bit about one of the biggest honors that you had, which was you won a very important prize when you were a little bit younger, and it's a prize specifically for playing jazz as a young musician.
Yeah, young talent. Yeah.
And it's what is it? It's the
Django d'Or.
Django
d'Or. It's like gold Django.
Okay, and Django, of course, being Django Reinhardt.
Yeah, Django Reinhardt. Yeah.
And so you were nominated for this prize.
Yeah.
And you showed up. You were at invited to some ceremony.
Yeah, that's it.
So you were sitting there, and what happened?
And they called me, Jean-Paul Estivanau. You are the winner of the prize.
Wow! How many people were there
at the ceremony?
Yeah. Is it a big?
Like 300.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you have to play?
Yeah, I played two tunes. Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
And this is a big honor, and you receive a trophy for this.
It's like the signature of Django in gold.
In gold. Yeah. Nice. Very cool. And you won this in 2006, and it's still every year one jazz player. It's really great. Congratulations. That's
Thank you.
Such a cool thing. I wish we had the Django Award for the U.S. or something, because we need to encourage more great talent like you. We have just enough time to listen to one more song, and it's going to be the song that we used for our promo as we were cutting the promos for this series of interviews here in Belgium. Am I Crazy? Coming to you live from Brussels, Belgium, with my guest, Jean-Paul Estivanau. Am I Crazy? The name of the tune, the trumpet player Jean-Paul Estivanard. It is his trio that we've been featuring the music from, and the CD is called Wanted. It's available from the website, jeanpaulestivanard.com, and we'll put a link on the Radio Sausalito website since it's kind of a long name for us Americans. And are you crazy? No, I think you're a really talented young trumpet player, and really look forward to hearing you hopefully the next time you're in San Francisco or New York. Bring your trumpet and start doing some playing. It's been a pleasure having you here in studio, and an inspiration to hear that it's still possible to make a living doing what you love. So yeah, with music, that's really great. A big thank you to Kieran O'Connor at the Radio Sausalito Studios for bringing these last three interviews to our Radio Sausalito audience. Thank you so much, Kieran, for doing it. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Albert Delchambre here in Belgium for producing our interviews. Big thank you to him. Couldn't have done it without you. Thanks to Renaud Slobuchin for the technical support here at the Radionomy Studios, and thanks as well to Radionomy for the studio connection. It's been my pleasure being with you here in Belgium, and I will send you back to the Radio Sausalito Studios, where I will be back with you later on next week. So thanks so much for listening and for enjoying. I hope you enjoyed these interviews, and it was a pleasure bringing them to you.